It's the end of the Civil War when the play The Whipping Man opens. A young Confederate soldier who's severely wounded has just made it back home, only to find that life as he knew it is gone forever. WMUK's Lorraine Caron has a preview of the production at Farmer's Alley Theater in Kalamazoo.
The Whipping Man is the first play written by Matthew Lopez. Kalamazoo director D. Terry Williams says the work is multifaceted and the playwright takes on many historical issues.
So how can a young, late 20s Hispanic write about the Civil War, about African Americans, about slavery, about the relationship between the aristocracy of the Confederacy and their slaves? And then you add on that layer, the layer of that they were all raised as Jews. This action occurs during not only the week that Lee surrendered at Appomattox, but it's also Passover.
Within minutes of getting home to his family's ransacked plantation, Caleb is found by former slaves Simon and John. Simon sees right away that Caleb's injury is life-threatening.
You got the gangrene pretty bad.
How bad?
Well, it ain't come gone above the knee, that's good, but that leg don't have to come off.
No.
To save the young soldier's life, Simon and John get Caleb drunk and prepare to saw off his leg. Ben Reigel plays Caleb. Losing his leg is just one hurdle his character faces as he comes home from war.
And you get the sense, at least in this play, looking at the play just from his point of view, that I think a lot of what happens before the play is his idea that if he can just get home, everything will be okay. And it isn't.
The slaves that were owned by Caleb's family are still squatting on the property with no other place to go. Rico Bruce Wade plays Simon.
Slavery disappeared, but also that paradigm, their lifestyle disappeared. The way that they related to other people and to one another, that is all gone. Do they have the integrity and the wisdom to create the next life, the next new life, to put the world back together? Do they have the strength to forgive past wrongs and move on?
Simon and John have different ideas for the future. Wade says Simon retains a lot of hope.
And perhaps in some ways he is the emotional core of the piece, but the challenge is not to play it simplistically. He is not magical. He's a real flesh and blood man. He has hopes, and perhaps his hopes won't be realized.
So what do I call you now?
Call me?
Master doesn't quite fit no more.
You never called me that.
Sir? Do I address you as sir now?
You never called me that either. I think Caleb will be just fine.
Will he?
John, played by Scott Norman, finds becoming a suddenly former slave a big adjustment.
Simon and John both have very different dreams about what freedom is going to allow them to do. John is an embittered, troubled soul, and he makes some really bad choices about what to do with his freedom.
Actor Scott Norman says even though The Whipping Man is set in 1865, some issues haven't changed.
People are still going through the same struggles, asking themselves the same questions about spirituality and freedom and identity.
You're gonna be, you're gonna die, but don't.
I'll take my chances. You'll be dead by Sunday.
I can't do this.
You ain't gonna be doing nothing. I'm doing all the work.
The Whipping Man is on stage at Farmer's Alley Theater in Kalamazoo through February 24th. FarmersAlleyTheater.com has more information. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.